Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last week it was kind of neat with John on vacation and with myself out as well. We had a series of guest hosts, including three former governors. One of those was the former governor of Virginia, Doug Wilder, last Tuesday. And we welcome in former Governor Wilder now. Governor, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Gary, and Happy New Year to you and the listeners. Enjoyed being here last week as well.
My first question for you is, did it bring back memories of your days hosting a show on WRVA?
Obviously, I enjoyed being in the saddle, as they would say. And I enjoyed greatly the opportunities to talk with the people and to listen to them. More importantly, we need to do more of that as elected officials. Listen to the people. They are way, way ahead of the politicians and the so-called leaders.
Obviously, you got a chance to talk about some varying stories going on in the world. How did you enjoy the experience? It's a different format of show than you used to do on WRVA. How did you enjoy the interview segments and getting to do some of the different things?
I enjoyed the interview section better. I enjoyed that, as I have said, and I did it when I was obviously doing the show myself. And yet, you know, we are seeing what taking place across the nation in a numbers of things. But more importantly, everybody's now talking about what happened in Virginia. What happened in the Virginia election? And I'm so glad to be a part of what did happen and to know what happened and to speak authoritatively as to how it did happen. One of the things I'm very concerned about, as you are as well, I know, crime across the nation, crime in our city, and how we are going to do anything about combating it.
So let me just ask you right there, what are the immediate couple of things that need to be done to try to stop the crime problem in the Richmond area?
Well,
or to lessen it?
When I became mayor of the city of Richmond in 2004, the crime rate was at its highest. But when I left in 2008, it was at its lowest. And so those things speak for themselves. I would say this. It takes a village to combat crime. We had three police chiefs in 1 week. One person made that decision, the mayor. Now, the mayor marched with the demonstrators who want to defund the police, yet behind closed doors, he says something else. So we've got fine police officers on our force. But they have many problems. They feel they don't have the support of the administration. And I think it's very important for the citizens of Richmond to demand that all of us be involved in what we need to do. We are well over 100 officers short of capacity, and it increases on a continuing basis.
Governor, I just wanted to ask you very quickly, what do you expect to see from a highlight standpoint in the early days of the new Youngkin administration?
Well, I see And what I think I'm going to see is more emphasis on listening to the people, more emphasis on education, more emphasis on making certain that the needs are met, that people are in positions of leadership, knowing what they have to do. I think in crime we're going to see efforts there. I'm almost certain that we're going to have a change in the parole system, the way it's been operating, and by the very people who are there. And I think we're going to have this current administration, the new administration coming in, looking to what's going on with education and the boards and the people who serve in those capacities. There's not a single day that goes by in city of Richmond that we don't have some alert at the VCU campus of something going on wrong as it relates to crime. And so I think this new administration is going to take a brand new approach, but looking to the past and also talking to those who've been involved, hoping to be able to coalesce and bring together all of us combating crime and bettering education and making certain that we address it from K through 12 on our way up to higher education.
There are certainly a lot of issues to be dealt with these days. Crime, COVID, everything that's going on in the cities, attitudes about race the right way. It's almost, where do you begin, right?
Yeah, right. And you begin with the people. You begin by listening. And you begin by making certain that the people that you're putting in office that have the capacity to lead. And that's not a question of which party takes over or which group is being heard. Are the people's concerns being met? Are you really putting, and we are not short of money. And that's something that we need to stress. How is that money being spent? So I said to those people who were talking about, well, we got to tear the statue down. We got to remove this, that, and the other. Okay, the statues are gone. Racism still exists in many quarters. How is it being addressed? Are you looking at what's taking place? The words diversity and inclusion are thrown about with reckless abandon. Yet who is really talking about what it means to have enrollment efforts put forth by our colleges and universities to reach into these communities? Look at the lack of safety in our communities around our schools, the shootings, the closures, the lack of broadband, the lack of accessibility to learning and teachers. And quite frankly, let's get to something that we've done in Virginia for far too long, the underfunding of the historical black colleges and universities. This administration coming in has pledged to look to that and to address that and to make improvements to the extent of making certain that fairness ensues.
Well, Governor, it's always great to catch up with you, and I look forward to the next time you fill in here on WRVA. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Gary, I like that, and Happy New Year to you again and to the listeners. God bless, and thanks for everything.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,